We could open to almost any page of the Bible and find yet another picture of how God cares for us. Today we're going to look at a very small section of the Hebrew Bible, a book of prophetic writings called Haggai. In addition to reminding us about God's care for us, the message contained in these two pages reminds us of the significance of our care for God. I'm going to start by reading the heart of Haggai's message, and then I'll give you a little bit of background. So from Haggai chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest of Judah, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. I am with you. I am with you. That's the most profound message of care there is. Whatever you're going through, I am right here with you. It's coming from God to the people at a time when the people have forgotten or neglected to care about God. The backstory is that the temple, the one place of worship, had been destroyed years ago by the Babylonians when they came through destroying everything, homes and crops and public buildings. They destroyed the temple, and the people began at that point and then endured a lengthy time of exile from their homeland. More recently, as powers and kingdoms shifted, the people had been allowed to return to their own country, and they quickly set about rebuilding their homes and replanting their fields. But so far, they had not given any attention to rebuilding God's temple. So Haggai's first task was to call the people to account. Think now, says Haggai, you've done a lot of work. But how are things really going for you? Consider how you have fared. This is chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared. You have planted much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And you that earn wages to put them into a bag with holes. Perhaps understandably, the people have been focused strictly on their own survival. Or perhaps, truth be told, maybe they're a little bit angry with God because of all they have suffered. But whatever the reason is, the result is that they have been ignoring God, and as a result, they're pretty much spinning their wheels. Look, says Haggai, speaking on behalf of God, it's time to tend to God's house. It's time to make a place for God in your lives again. It's time to get back into a right relationship with God. This call to an honest assessment, combined with the reminder that God is still with them, God does care how they are behaving and how they are faring, inspires and motivates the people, and so they begin to work diligently on the reconstruction of the temple. It's not long, however, before they begin to get discouraged again. The problem is that some of them can remember back to how spectacular the previous temple was before the Babylonians knocked it down and burned it to the ground. It had been made of the finest materials. It was richly decorated. And the truth is, the new building just doesn't look as good in comparison. The people don't seem to have the resources that they once did. And so, through Haggai, God speaks to the people again. And this is chapter 2, verses 2 through 7. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Is it not in your sight as nothing? Yet now take courage, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Take courage, O Joshua, the high priest. Take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord. Work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the promise that I made to you, I am with you, just as I was when you came out of Egypt. My spirit abides among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all the nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. Take courage. Don't give up. I am with you. I've saved you from desperate circumstances before. My spirit is still among you. Things are going to get better. You'll see. Though our attentiveness to God may come and go, God's care for us is unflagging. When we respond to God and begin to return that care, God is able to work in us and work through us in increasingly powerful ways. The act of filling out an estimate of giving card is not unlike making the decision to help rebuild God's house. It's a way of saying, I care about you, God. I care about your people. I care about your work in the world. I care that your people have a place to meet you. I care that people who may not even know you yet would have a place to come and meet you and worship you. I want to honor you, not neglect you, because I've learned that when I neglect you, my life doesn't really go the way that I want it to. Filling out an estimate of giving card is something that we can do only with God's help, something that we do only because God is already with us, already giving us courage. Just as the people of God 2,500 years ago in Haggai's time were only able to start building and only able to keep building because God was there with them, inspiring them and encouraging them. We decide to give of ourselves to God's purposes because God is inviting us to do so, and God is making it possible for us to do so with these wonderful words, I am with you, my spirit abides among you. Making a decision to honor God and serve God and give to God can become an amazing foundation for a rich life of faith. John Ed Matheson tells the story of an elderly saint in his congregation who revealed to him how this works. He was opening the church early one Sunday morning, wondering whether the severe ice storm that was blanketing his city would allow anyone else to even make it to the church for worship, when he looked up to see Miss Lucille coming up the steps. I didn't expect to see you here today, he exclaimed. Why not? She asked. Well, it's so icy, he said. You have to have somebody drive you. I just thought you would decide not to come today. Miss Lucille fixed John Ed with a look. John Ed, she explained, I did not decide this morning to come here today. If I had waited until this morning to decide, I would not have come. It's too cold. But you see, I decided last November, when I turned in my commitment card, that I would be here for 48 Sundays of the year. I know which four I'm going to be out of town, and this isn't one of them. I decided last November that I would be here this Sunday in February. When we make a decision and we make a plan, we're a lot more likely to follow through than if we just wait for the circumstances to be right. As Haggai taught the people of his time, the circumstances don't have to look right for you to start serving God. If you wait until everything in your life is perfect, if you wait until you've accumulated a big pile of extra gold, it is never going to happen. The thing to do is to decide to take action right now, to start building a place for God in your life right now. Even though at first it may not be as beautiful It may not be as impressive as you wish it to be. God is already with us, and God will bless our efforts so that one day our faith and the visible expression of our devotion will be all that God and we have dreamed that it can be. An estimate of giving card really is a demonstration of caring, because it says, here's what I'm able and willing to contribute to the projects, to the tasks, to the worship life, to the relationship building that God has in mind for us in the year to come. It's a way of saying, yes, Lord. It's a way of saying thank you to God's care for us, just like baptism, just like singing hymns and songs of praise, just like prayer. Estimate of giving cards went out in the mail this week. If you did not receive one, there are lots more, and they're scattered out in the entry area in little piles on the tables and on the literature rack. Next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we determine how much of our resources to share, and so you may want to wait until you hear that message before you complete your card. If, on the other hand, you are ready to turn in your card as soon as next Sunday or even today, you certainly may do so. We're going to continue receiving and dedicating these cards through the end of November and even the first Sunday in December if necessary. The cards are meant to be a blessing, not a burden. They're meant to open a way for God to work in our lives in new and exciting ways. Just as Haggai's invitation to his people to join in building God's house created for them a new and a greater awareness of the ways that God was with them, bringing them hope and bringing them courage. My sense is that in this church, one of the times that we feel most cared for by God and by our community of faith is when we join hands and sing, God will raise you up on eagle's wings. Our prayer hymn today expands on that image of an eagle caring for its fledglings. May we know that we are lifted by God's love. Holy God, your loving care for us takes us to new heights of faith and discipleship. Thank you for being with us at all times. Thank you for forgiving us when we forget that you are near. May we respond to your guidance and find ways to care for one another as you have cared for us. The Bible reminds us that we love because you first loved us. You teach us what we need to know, O God, and we are grateful. We join our voices in the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.